permanently as her life took a new path. With her son. Delilah sat up and squinted at her phone, yawning loudly. The temperature outside was still warm at 65 degrees, but it looked like there was a chance for showers. Good to know. She stood up and stretched, then shuffled in early morning darkness to the playpen, where Isaiah lay fast asleep. She leaned in to watch him, curled up on his side in his BB-8 pajamas. Delilah swore the 4-year-old could have slept through a hurricane. She reached down and gently rubbed her son's back, the love that she felt for him almost overwhelming, bringing her close to tears. He was why she'd had to change, why she had gone back to nursing school, and why she was up at the crack of dawn to work a co-op job at the Elysium Hospital in Boston. Isaiah stretched at his mother's touch, and she again felt a wave of guilt over the fact that her son didn't have a proper bed and was forced to sleep in a hand-me-down playpen given to her by one of her mother's friends. "Mama's gonna buy you a big boy bed," she whispered softly, watching the cutest of smiles spread across his gorgeous face as he continued to sleep on. But first, she needed to get herself ready and get to work so that she could get paid. After her shower, she quickly got dressed, deciding on the pink scrubs that day. It felt like a pink day for some reason. As she came out of her bedroom, the smell of strong coffee hit her like a physical blow, and she found that her mother was up and about. "What are you doing up?" Delilah asked the woman, who looked much larger than she was in the heavy blue bathrobe.
"Tom and Jerry needed to eat," she said, referring to the two black cats that prowled around her slippered feet.
She was preparing two bowls of cat food for the hungry felines. "Those two are a pain," Delilah said, pouring herself a quick mug of the strong black coffee. "That's why you've got to remember to close your door."
"I like the company," her mother said, putting the bowls down on a plastic placemat beside the refrigerator. "Is he still asleep?" her mother then asked.
"Out like a light," Delilah answered between sips of the scalding brew.
"Good. When he's up bright and early, I never get anything done around here."
Delilah took a few larger sips, not wanting to be late. She still needed to catch the orange line to Haymarket, and then a short walk to Elysium was required, and she wanted to be sure to leave herself enough time.
"When you coming home tonight?" her mother asked.
"Usual," Delilah said, throwing her purse over her shoulder and leaning in to give her mom a kiss on the cheek. "But if they ask me to stay late..."
"That's all right," her mother said, waving her away. "What's a few more hours with the tiny terror?"
They both laughed at that, knowing that Izzy could be quite the wild man sometime.
"You be careful," her mother said as Delilah went to the door, undoing the locks to leave. "You might wanna take your umbrella," she added. "Think it might be fixin' to rain."
Going back in to find the umbrella could throw off her timing, and she decided against it. "I'm good," she told the woman. "I'll see you tonight." Delilah closed the door and remembered something that she hadn't done. "Shoot," she said, standing there, hands still holding the doorknob. Every morning when she left, she told her mother to kiss Isaiah for her and to tell him that his mommy loves him. She actually considered searching for her keys and going back in, but decided against it. She didn't want to risk being late. And besides, she'd be home before she knew it and could tell him herself. Outside the apartment on Columbus Avenue, she could suddenly feel the change in the air. Yeah, it did feel like rain, she thought, as she hurried across the street to make the trolley. But it also felt like something more. What that was, she could not say. Chapter 1. Benediction Island, Massachusetts. It was as if all sound had been sucked from the tent as the realization of what Burroughs had just relayed from his tablet began to sink in. Another storm was forming. Not over tiny, peaceful Benediction Island like yesterday, but over the city of Boston. Sydney sat numbly on the cot, watching the expressions of the others there with her. The scientist who had been asking her questions about the previous night looked as though he might be sick. What did he say his name was?